This is KERA News. I'm Stephanie Kuo. Across the country, there are neighborhoods that serve as starting points for refugees and new immigrants. In Dallas, that's Vickery Meadow. Since the 80s, it's grown as an affordable haven for newcomers out of the spotlight. And then Ebola happened. But Vickery Meadow is in a prime location, and for the past several years, plans have been underway to develop this part of Northeast Dallas. There are competing priorities, and many wonder whether development in Vickery Meadow can exist side by side with some of Dallas's neediest. Stroll through Vickery Meadow, and whiffs of Ethiopian food float through an open patio door. On steamy summer days, women under bright umbrellas sell esquites, Mexican street corn. Wander past an aging apartment, and you might just hear songs in Arabic, Spanish, Somali, or any of the 30-plus languages spoken in this neighborhood. This slice of Dallas is known as the Little United Nations.
Within a couple minutes of walking around the neighborhood and talking to people, you get to meet the world.
Sina Sabat is a teaching assistant. He and his family are refugees from Iraq.
You feel how, you know, these people, even though they might not look like us, or they might not speak the same language, or have the same amount of money or level of education, but you'll see the warmth of their heart.
Then there's Nezrin Obayed, who also left Iraq for a better life in Texas.
I love this place. I feel like it's like my home.
Vickery Meadow has been home for refugees and new immigrants for decades. But this diverse and dense area is on the cusp of major change. More and more big box development and higher end shops are sprouting up around the neighborhood's perimeter. And residents fear that the heart of Vickery Meadow will be transformed.
Right now, Dallas is having an unprecedented high-end development cycle.
Ted Palais is the president of Palace Realty Advisors. His company owns 11 low-cost apartment complexes and condos in Vickery Meadow, branded by the at Midtown signature, low-cost being anywhere between $500 and $1,200 monthly for 1 to 3 bedrooms. Palais believes in respecting the market.
My bet on the next cycle is it continues with what's happened so far, with mid-rises and high-rises. And, development has a good long time to take its toll on us and add its benefits to us.
In Vickery Meadow, advocates for refugees and immigrants worry gentrification will price them out of the neighborhood. Dallas City Council member Jennifer Staubach-Gates represents Vickery Meadow. She says she's invested in making the area thrive.
I think Vickery Meadow could be the place where we see, you know, ethnic diversity, economic diversity, all living together, and make it a cool place to live if we do it right.
Vickery Meadow is not far from North Park Center or the ritzier homes in Dallas. The annual median income here is about $22,000, and residents generally work several jobs. Just a mile away in Lake Highlands, the median income is $140,000. In the 70s, young single people flocked to Vickery Meadow, and over time, rents dropped, crime spiked, and the neighborhood went into steep decline, which made it cheap enough for refugees and new immigrants to move in. Now, large extended families are crammed into old, dilapidated apartments, and they walk along busy and dangerous roads. Efforts to change Vickery Meadow started in the early 90s, when a public improvement district first formed. Property owners pay extra taxes, which the district uses to improve the neighborhood. Barry Anino is the executive director of Vickery Meadows District. He's working to capitalize on the diversity here.
You're going to feel an energy. You're going to see different signs and different lights and different types of breads, and you're going to have different smells.
Anino led efforts to turn around Deep Ellum and University Crossing, which includes Mockingbird Station and Greenville Avenue. So far, in Vickery Meadow, he's cleared abandoned shopping carts from the sidewalks and rebranded the neighborhood. He now calls it simply Vickery, to harken back to the days when it was a swinging singles community. Anino wants to make the area more walkable. He envisions sidewalk cafes, bike trails, and more retail. He also wants better lighting and to crack down on derelict landlords.
There's plenty of entertainment districts. There's uptowns, there's downtowns, there's all these other areas. This is a unique spot, very special location. So my goal is to create an environment where that diversity can feel comfortable and want to stay and be productive citizens.
Community advocates have their doubts. This is Gadura, a Vickery Meadow resident from Eritrea. He's performing his own music on a drum. The local art collective, Translation, recorded this in his apartment. Carol Zoe worries these kinds of sounds will be pushed out of Vickery Meadow. Zoe runs Translation, a sort of community center that offers art and dance classes for Vickery Meadow residents. Zoe has a warning for developers. The sounds and smells are one thing. It's quite another to build the services refugees and immigrants need.
I think that people are responding to an abstract image in their head of what diversity is. And often they're responding to the ways in which they can kind of consume or spectate these cultures without really understanding what it takes to support this type of diverse neighborhood.
Zoe says residents need English language classes, job readiness programs, access to mental health care, and affordable and livable housing.
Some of the apartments in that area actually need to be pulled down because they are so old and beat up. I mean, sometimes the walls themselves are just rotting.
Martha Stowe is the executive director of the Vickery Meadow Youth Development Foundation.
But if we get rid of the apartments, then something more expensive will be built. And so we need something that's going to bring housing in, that's nice housing, but affordable for the people who don't yet have a high-paying job.
High-end, big-box developments rise to the west, like the shops at Park Lane, which includes the Whole Foods Market. Then there's JCPenney and Sam's Club along Northwest Highway. Those shops are largely out of reach for residents struggling to get by, and many say they've only fueled rent increases. Everyone agrees that making Vickery Meadow safer and cleaner is a good thing. Barry Anino, who runs the Improvement District, says there's a price for that.
The property values will be higher because we're going to upgrade that lifestyle. A little bit more money is a whole lot better for those trying to live there because the quality of life will be better for them.
Neighborhood advocates believe Vickery Meadow can be nice and stay cheap. On top of providing social services, the Texas Tenants Union suggests the city give tax credits for affordable housing. The group also says renters, not just property owners, should be included in conversations about the neighborhood's future. For some, it may be too late. Residents like Anna, she leads the Aztec dance troupe in Vickery Meadow. She's from Mexico City and has asked not to use her last name because she's undocumented. Anna works as a housekeeper and at a restaurant. She was evicted from her apartment because of policy changes and has to pay more for a place that's willing to rent to undocumented immigrants.
Se me hace injusto lo que vivimos como indocumentados, que no nos den la oportunidad.
She feels little hope to improve her life. She says she feels powerless to stand up for herself in her own neighborhood. She'll probably move back to Mexico. Anna's story is different from Sina Sabet and Nezrin Obaed. They want developers and the rest of Dallas to love Vickery Meadow the way they do.
This place is really good as the way it is. But if they want to help the people, they should come and see the people and meet the people here.
Sabet says he's already seen development drive people away.
I really hope that we get to sustain and strengthen the sense of community, the culture and history that we already have. It will be sad to see Vickery Meadow get destroyed.
That's the challenge here, balancing the realities inside Vickery Meadow with the pressures from outside. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.